Well, hello and welcome to the Wednesday Word. This is the Desert Spring Church podcast, and we are coming from Las Vegas, Nevada. Actually, we're coming from the living room right now today, but that's not usually, we're not in the studio today, but don't you love technology? We can record anywhere, and so that's great. My name is Julie Hart. I'm the Director of Connectional Ministries here at Desert Spring Church. And my special guest, not a first timer, back in back on the podcast is my very own son, Louis Panazzo.
What's up, everybody? I am so glad to be back and back for a while this time.
Yay. Yeah. So, Louis, this is at the church, we kind of call it BOGO. We call it the BOGO, which is buy one, get one. And when I was first hired at the church, Louis and his brother were teenagers, and it was buy one, get two for free. And it was sort of lots of tables and chairs and lots of helping out.
Tear down.
Yep. So today the situation was we had other guests and they had a whole situation to deal with. I'm like, well, that's okay because I have a guest right inside the house.
Yeah, we're keeping it casual today. You know, we didn't have to go into the studio or sitting on the couch all cozy. And
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I'm excited. I just wrote a devotional. If you're from the church, you may know that I do a weekly devotional also that comes out on Thursdays. And last week's devotional was Coming Home. And I talked about you coming home. So you have returned from 6 years in the United States Navy. And last Saturday, it was a week ago, it's been just over a week since you've come home. Though truthfully, I've not seen much of you since you've moved back home.
Not yet. There's definitely some transition that's happening. My dad was in town, so I got to see him as well, spent some time there. But yeah, I still have to finish unpacking all my crap. And
yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But
and just really quick, I do want to take credit for the idea for your last week's devotional for the coming home.
It was your idea.
Yeah, because you came in and you're like, what should I write? You said, I'm thinking Kiss My Grits. And I'm excited for you to write that one as well. I want later. But yeah, you came into the room while I was unpacking. You asked me what you thought. And I was like, talk about coming home.
That's true. And it's a great thing to talk about. And I'm just so excited that you are home. But I think before we dig into this whole you coming home thing, I think we need to, you know, back it up a bit and talk about you leaving.
Mm.
That's 6 years ago. You were an adult, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because then I thought I was an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think that person was a child.
Right. So a lot has changed in 6 years.
Yeah.
And so I'm remembering, you leaving and that leading up to you getting ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how long it was from the time that you said you were going to join until you left.
It was quick.
It felt quick, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I had an expedited ship date. Which was great because I was trying to leave soon anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it was maybe at maximum 2 months.
Okay, that's
the time I started talking to the recruiter.
Got you.
When I actually left.
So there were a lot of things to do. You had to, quit your job, pack your stuff. You were preparing to, for all the physical things that were going to be happening.
Every single day because I needed to get ready for the test and, and I had a couple, a couple goodbyes. You know, I did one last night with my Dungeons and Dragons crew, and I had a feature set at the open mic night that I used to be a part of. It's not around anymore, but if this reaches anybody from the human experience down at Ninja Karaoke, I love you guys. I miss y'all. snaps to you. Yeah, did that. You, me, and my younger brother, Giovanni, we had a whole day before I left where we popped around different important places to us and took pictures.
Yeah, we made a big thing of you going away.
Yeah, and actually I really appreciate that. because it was a big move, you know. Mm-hmm. And during that season, when I knew that that change was coming and I knew I was getting ready to leave, I was very intentional about the time that I was spending, right? Mm-hmm. I was very, very intentional about making sure that I did the things I wanted to do before I left, that I saw the people I needed to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that we did those big things, because yeah. Now we have those memories to look back. Like, I'm sure you still have the Build-A-Bears,
yeah,
tucked around somewhere.
Yeah, I do have the pictures. I asked you both what were the places that were special and that, you know, instrumental in your lives, and you know, your high school, Las Vegas Academy, shout out LVA,
yeah.
The church that you grew up in first, University Church, yeah, where you were also baptized. And Desert Spring Church, going up to the
camp
and walking the labyrinth.
Oh.
Yeah, Build-A-Bear, because that's something we did. And, you know, the thing is, I really am a strong believer in, you know, life is seasons and people, experiences, places, you know, are temporary. But taking time to thank them for, you know, take a look around and to give thanks for what you learned in that space. And even, if you remember, I said that when you like were leaving.
You did make it a point. Anytime I was leaving a command, you said, hey, walk the premises one more time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go look at the places, go remember the things, you know. And thank you for that, because I never would have thought to do that myself.
Yeah, what those places gave you. Yeah, because every place you've been, you've left something behind and you've taken something with you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I like what you said about saying thank you, because it is important to thank not only the people, but to thank the place, right? And that might just be my sentimentality peeking through, but one thing that I'm sure we'll talk about in a moment here, but when I had my very last time pulling into port, right?
Yes, coming home to port, yeah.
Right. I mean, I was thanking the water. I was thanking...
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the ocean for mm-hmm. those experiences.
Yeah.
And it's important to do that, because, like, you know, I don't know when I'm going to see the water again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I didn't know when I would be able to come home again and see these places and
mm-hmm.
be with these people. And people are important.
Yeah.
So you have to let them know that they're important.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really true. And you think you know, high school, when you're in high school, it's the most important thing in your life. And it was at that time. And Definitely. Give thanks to the people, the good, the bad, the ugly, that, mm-hmm. that help, you know, that help make you who you are. And
there, so one thing that I actually say a lot is, I thank people for being a part of my story.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you've come home and you've only been home a week,
right?
But even driving around the city, like even walking in the door of your house, like you went to Smith's today to get
it's no longer
milk
Smith's.
To find out that there's no more Smith's there.
Yeah. It's a market called Cardenas.
There you go.
I mean, it's great. It's super clean. They got a whole taqueria in there. They make tamales and... Yeah, yeah, I'm excited to continue shopping there, but it's not what I expected, because I've been going to Smith's for my whole life, and I'm just trying to grab milk and cereal,
yep.
And I met with not Smith's.
That's the Smith's that you did your speed shopping in.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've come home. What else is new? And now you've been home a few times, so it's not like you haven't, you know, been seen, you left this place, haven't been here for 6 years, but if you can think back to 6 years ago and coming and now, what's new?
Mm.
What's new?
Well, I guess the most obvious changes are the big physical one. Like, I left before we had the stadium built.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I left before we had the Sphere built.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been inside yet, but it looks awesome.
It is awesome.
So I'm excited to do that. Circa is new.
Mm-hmm.
The Durango is new.
Mm-hmm.
MGM Park, I think it's called, or Park Place or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. all new. Like, and just like the scope of the city, like the city feels bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's new? Oh my gosh, I don't think I told you this yet. When we went rock climbing
mm-hmm.
over at Red Rock a couple days ago,
mm-hmm.
You need a reservation to get into Red Rock.
Oh, that's not, that's been for a long time.
What do you mean for a long
time? That's new for you. No, that's been since COVID.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we show up.
Right? Oh, really? You, nobody knew? Oh, my gosh.
We get there. It's like 10 o'clock, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're, it's me, Dad, Jesse, and her sister, Shannon. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they brought a dog.
And they didn't know either.
And nobody knew that we needed
to. Oh, so my gosh. There,
right?
Yeah.
All these signs posted. And we're like, what the heck? So we pull up to the left. And when we're talking to the guy there, he's like, yeah, you know, with 2.3 million people living in the valley now.
Yeah.
And it's spring break especially.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't just pop up. So we had to drive back into town and make a reservation for an hour later and wait and then drive back and then go rock climb.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that has changed.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And talking about family, we've got the...
Oh, three new little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I left before there were three births in the family.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Even your brother was still in high school when you left.
Yeah. And since I left, he has graduated high school and become a Marine, and he's married himself now. They have a beautiful little cat called Winken Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so happy. You know, he's going to go, he's going to station down in Okinawa soon.
Yeah.
So he's going to move.
Yeah.
Himself and his wife out there.
Yeah. And so new things are new things. And then also things that are no longer, and people that are no longer since
you left. Things that are no longer, you know, I think the biggest one, the one that kind of hit me the hardest, that I heard about while I was still away was Serenity Club closed.
Mm-hmm.
For the listeners, Serenity Club is a place that I spent a lot of time when I was going through sobriety. That was where I got sober. That's where I went to my meetings. That's where I had my commitment. Right, I was mm-hmm. the chairperson
mm-hmm.
for the weekly come on back group on Tuesdays.
3:30. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that has closed the stores for the last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Your grandpa lived here at the time and he's moved back to Utah.
That's right.
Another grandpa has
moved on.
Passed away.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
You know, this is funny. Well, while Jesse was helping me clean out some of my stuff and like get stuff organized,
mm-hmm.
In one of my sentimental boxes, there's a little cassette tape that says "To Me from Manny."
Oh, music that Manny made for you. How do we even play a cassette tape?
I'm about to figure it out. I want to listen to
it. We will figure that out. There's a cassette tape player. Any listeners out there with a cassette player, let us know. Just, we can borrow it for.
Yeah. I want to hear the music that my grandpa left for me.
Yeah, I bet it was great. Mm-hmm. I bet it was great. Yeah. Yeah. So things, some things are new and great. Some things are no longer. And some
things are just changing, like the Smiths becoming a Mexican market.
Yeah.
You know, or like me coming home as an adult.
Yeah.
You know, so this is, it's kind of poetic, actually. Dear listeners, we are currently recording this episode in the living room of the house that I was born into.
You were not born in this physical
home. Well, no,
but yes, but that we moved into the house like a week before you were born.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I was raised. I mean, this living room is where we threw down a bunch of blankets and pillows and made forts and took pictures for the calendar that one year. And
yeah.
And my old room is up there. It's no longer the same color it was when I painted over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no longer my room, right?
Yeah.
I'm over in the big room now. And like, even before I was in the Navy, basically I graduated high school and I moved out of here and I moved in with Dad, right?
Yeah.
So we're walking into a season where this is my first time living in my childhood home as an adult.
Correct.
And
you still have to say what time you're coming home so mom doesn't worry, though, right?
I do, of course.
But anyone who lives here has to do that.
Yeah, I let you know if I'm going to be crashing in or
yeah.
hanging out. Or,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll start sending those texts a little earlier.
Yeah, there you go. Mom goes to bed early.
Stay up where I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, of course, we're in construction. We can't even talk about it without, yeah. We're in a state of transition and construction
renovation.
And renovation. It's a flood gone wrong, but we won't. That's 17 other episodes to get up to speed on that. But what that means is you're in temporary housing upstairs in a different room,
mm-hmm.
going through all of your things. And then when your room becomes available, it's...
It worked out great, though, because the space that I'm setting up in right now, I did not realize how much crap I had accumulated over the past 6 years mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. of my life, right? So...
Mm-hmm.
I want to paint a picture for you and for
me. Just take a picture.
We don't need to do that.
I think we should take a picture.
Okay.
I think I'm going to take a picture.
When I was getting ready to move from San Diego back home, I was looking at getting a U-Haul. And at first I wanted to get a 10-foot truck because I needed to tow my car. Whole fiasco, right? Long story short, I installed a tow hitch on my car and I towed a trailer.
There you go.
Which was literally perfect.
Yep.
Everything that I needed to move.
Yep.
Right. And there's kind of this weird feeling when your whole life fits in a trailer.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's not forget about this closet that's full of the life you had before you left. But we won't talk.
Past life,
we won't talk about it. Okay.
But the
mm-hmm.
the last 6 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
fit in my car,
yeah,
and the smallest trailer that yeah. U-Haul has to rent.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how that can explode into one.
I know. I was just about to say, like, it all fits in this neat little package. Then I get home and I'm opening boxes and I'm going through all my stuff and
yeah.
you know the knickknacks and the baubles and the sentimental and the utility and all the stuff that
yeah
that I mean it's my stuff for the past 6 years,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm going through it and I'm like. I mean, plenty of it is useful. Plenty of it I will use.
Mm-hmm.
But plenty of it is just junk. It's just garbage. It's just stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's stuff that maybe meant something to me earlier at some point. Or,
mm-hmm.
or stuff that, you know, was a hobby that I kind of halfway wanted to explore for
uh-huh.
a second. Or old paperwork that I don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm getting my spring cleaning on a little early.
Well, it's spring.
I guess
spring, spring.
Dang.
Spring, spring last week. It's true. And then also I think when you know, for listeners, we have a giant like Harry Potter under the staircase closet here that everything that you had is in that has been in that closet for the past 6 years. Now, what you brought home is new stuff you accumulated because you left
right.
with a Bible.
Yeah.
You left with a tiny little pocket Bible.
I did.
Because that's what you were allowed to have with you.
But that has been with me, since the very beginning.
Yeah. So all that jambalaya up there is stuff that you've accumulated in the past 6 years.
It's really cool to think about it like that.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like, because I remember, like, I sent a bunch of stuff home one time,
mm-hmm.
like, and I would come back and I would pick out, you know, some clothes that I wanted
mm-hmm.
to take with me or whatever. But mm-hmm. like, no, everything up in those boxes in that room right now, I mean, that's new. And the one thing that is constant for the past 6 years is that pocket Bible, that mm-hmm. big Bible. We talked about it during the last time I was a guest.
Yeah.
And just in case anybody hasn't listened to the Letters from Bootcamp podcast, first of all, I highly recommend it. I've gotten a lot of excellent feedback, and it's very touching. It's very sentimental.
We were just geeking out.
I've listened to it a couple of times.
Yeah, me too.
When I'm feeling sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we talked about during that podcast was this Bible that I had that was out during my going away party, where all of my important people were there
mm-hmm.
and they had the opportunity to highlight scriptures and leave little notes and
yeah.
stuff like that. And that Bible got me through boot camp and, you know, it carried me on through The first part of my schooling in Great Lakes when I was going through my technical school and all of that. And then there was a season when I kind of put it down for a little bit and stepped away and needed to focus on some other things while I was out in Damneck. And then there was a season when I blew off the dust and cracked it open more often, particularly during the pandemic. Leaned a lot on it during that season. And then most recently, that Bible sailed with me across the world.
Your deployment.
The Bible has seen the South China Sea. It's cool to think about, like a little leather-bound book with paper and words and the journey that it's taken with me and it coming home with me.
That's really true. I love that you still have it. I loved when you left home because, again, even if you took a toothbrush, you had to throw it in the trash. I mean, whatever else you took was going in the trash.
Literally everything, all the
Well,
clothes off my back.
that was going to go in a box to come home, but it was either going in the trash or in a box to go home. And just for me, knowing that you had that piece of home with you, like, to me, that was comforting to know, like, okay, no matter what, you have this little piece of home that's with you. And coming home, you are coming home. And most people don't really come back home. Most people aren't in the same childhood home growing up, right? Most people move much more often. And so coming home to the only childhood and now adult home, right? The constant thing. I guess that's been a constant, and that Bible that you took with you from the time you left and coming back. So
And it is nostalgic, I mean, I'm a sentimental sap, right? And I get nostalgic all the time, but especially knowing that I'm here to stay for a while, it feels really good, opening that door and I mean, countless memories flooding in and plenty of memories that I'm sure I've forgotten. It feels right. It feels right being here. So that's the now, right?
That's the
Now,
now.
right now we I got some time off.
Even now is a little in between time.
Right now we're in a season of change. I am currently in what's called terminal leave. I've got maybe 6 weeks left on that, which is all just paid time off at the end of my contract. And during that time, I need to unpack and settle in, and I need to get my VA stuff rolling, and I need to get my school stuff rolling. Some of that is dependent on waiting for my DD-214, which is the official piece of paper that says you are out of the military. So I'm excited for that. But what that means is for right now, I kind of have a chance just to chill, just to breathe and, spend time with you and with more important people and
More important people.
no with other important people too. And I get to reintegrate with your church crew and I was there Sunday and familiar faces and some new ones and it's all good stuff. It is really nice to take this transition gently, right? To have a period of time where I really don't have any big responsibilities besides just unpacking my stuff. It's nice to have like a breath.
Kind of ease into it. Kind of like you eased into it with boot camp. They ease you into that too, right?
They are very gentle with people. Anybody who wants to join boot camp, don't worry. You get your cell phone and you get to You need to make your own food and all of it. It's a grand old time.
So, you know, I know looking back 6 years ago, well, first of all, 6 years ago, did you think about what it was going to be like 6 years down the road? When you went in, did you have a thought of what the end of that road was going to look
I mean,
like?
I'm sure I did. Well, okay, so when I initially joined, the plan was to do six and get out, right? And then while I was in boot camp, there was a time when I thought, you know, maybe I could do 20. And then I got out of boot camp and I started doing the real Navy thing. And there was still a time when I thought, no, maybe I could do 20. And then slowly over the course of the next 6 years,
You
you
knew.
know, I knew I'm gonna do six, I'm gonna get out. And then, but then even at the end of my contract, there's still that doubt. There's still, well, maybe you should be on this for 2 years. Maybe you should do 4 more years. Maybe just see what it's right. But what I realized, and you know, the reason why I decided to abstain from all of that is anytime I considered staying in for longer, it was a fear-based idea. And that's not how I live my life. And there's plenty of terrifying stuff about getting out and coming home and starting over. But that's not why I'm coming home. I'm not coming home because I'm afraid, right? And I knew that if I had reenlisted or if I had gone reserves or anything, if I'd stayed affiliated, that I would be making those decisions out of fear.
Based on fear.
And that's just not who I am.
Yep,
So, and this is better.
this is better.
You know, I get to
This
be
is
here without the
better.
looming cloud of, you know, of going away or getting called away or any of that. So,
Well, so let's talk about what's next after you get through your, decompressing and, re-entry into life. What's coming next for you?
well, I'm going back to school. I'm going to be pursuing my degree in electrical engineering at UNLV, which is great because I've been working in the field for the last 6 years. So I have a basic understanding of what I think I'm walking into. And while I'm doing that, I'll be working part-time somewhere just for some extra walk-around money. And I'll be living here with mom. So it's great because the Navy is going to pay for my tuition and for my books, and they're also going to give me money to give you for rent. So I'll be able to have a little bit of that walking around, and I'll be doing the school thing. Plus, I'm sure I will have plenty of time with my old D&D crew, get a campaign rolling there, and you know, hanging out with my sisters and my brother. All that stuff. So I really don't know what a lot of it's going to look like. I don't know what my workload's going to be. I don't know how many hours a day I'm going to have to spend on homework, or you know, what I'm going to wear to school on my first day. But yeah, the immediate next for me is school. And actually, it's really nice to know that. I'm pretty sure I mentioned during our last podcast that I was feeling the pressure of the impending next, right? That there was an uncertainty the last time that you and I sat down to do one of these. And oh, the sense of security that I get knowing that I get a break and then I'm going to school and I have a next immediate step. It feels good to have a plan. Am I old?
That's called getting
Does
old.
it feel good to have a
That's called
plan
getting old. That's
now?
called getting old.
Yeah, I get excited about dish racks and about satin silk sheets and like having a clean car.
That's called getting old. Yeah, and so let's try to look 6 years down the road for you. So tell the listeners how old you are.
I'm 27, going on 60 if my knees are any indicator. No, I'm 27 years old, which means I joined the Navy when I was 21. So in 6 years, I will be 27, 28, 9,
30,
30, 1,
33.
2, 3,
There we go.
33. All right, guys, I can do math. I remember how to do math.
33.
I got it. At 33, well, I'll be done with my degree. I'd like to have already bought or be in the process of buying my first investment property. I'd like to have a rock star job that doesn't burn me out, that doesn't have crazy demanding hours, and that gives me enough financial stability that I don't need to worry about living paycheck to paycheck. I'd like to be starting a family at or before 6 years from now. You'll be a grandma, don't worry. If not me, Giovanni's got you covered, okay? He and Jenna are a beautiful, they're a power couple. I adore them. That's kind of all I got for 6 years from now.
Okay. So I know that service, like serving, volunteering, is, we've talked about this as a part of kind of how you have known life to be. So how, in what ways do you hope to be in service to others?
I hope that during this season of transition, I'll be able to return to who I am. That I will reconnect with my pollinator self, right? That I will continue to pollinate positivity. I look forward to volunteering up at POTUSI again, working camps. I look forward to helping out around the church, whichever way I can. And I mean, just generally being of service to people daily and throughout daily moments, like being generally helpful. And I'm sure I'll have plenty of wisdom and experience to service to my fellow students when I'm in classes. I'm coming in as kind of an old dog in college years, so I look forward to helping out there, and I'm sure I'll get wrapped up in some big project that a teacher has that I'll come home and I'll get your help on, and we'll be of service in that way. And I'd like to reconnect with the theater. I'd like to volunteer as, maybe an usher or help them build sets or costumes or something. Or
I have I don't know if you remember this, when you were, I think you were home from boot camp and maybe heading to the next thing. Maybe it was after boot camp, and we talked about your top five priorities. There was one point when you were a visit home, right? Kind of early on. Do you remember the five?
Gosh, okay.
Because I have it in my phone.
Yeah, so it's been a minute since I actually pulled them out and looked at them.
Okay,
Okay, I
okay.
have, let's see if I remember.
Okay.
I have to connect with God,
God is there, yep.
right? Art, nature.
Yes.
Is people there or a tribe? No, it's not. Okay, what about God, art, nature, spirit, spiritual?
You have God, art, nature, health, and
Right.
self-awareness.
Oh, that's right.
Self-awareness. So.
Yeah, my self-assessment, my check-in. Yeah. Okay, well,
So
let's
coming
see where
home,
I'm at.
how are you feeling like that
Let's
coming
see where I'm
home?
at. Okay, well, I think that my physical health is not nominal. It's not perfect. You get banged up as a sailor. So my knees, right, my lower back, my shoulders, my middle back, my hips, all the joints, right? But I'm sure that the VA will take care of me. My connection with nature, I just went rock climbing. I just got to go back and kiss the rock and be out there in the sun and the wind and the stone and sand. And it's such a different energy. Like the energy of stone is so different than the energy of water. And I've lived water for the past 6 years. And returning to the stone is like, oh, it feels like a bowl of chicken noodle soup.
That's nice. That's nice. What about art? How have you been connected, or is coming home going to make it easier for you to connect with?
Oh, it'll be very easy for me to connect with art back here. I mean, this is an artistic city,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, I plan on finding open mic nights again and
mm-hmm.
sharing the poetry that I've written while I was in the Navy and the stuff that I'm going to continue to write.
Mm-hmm. Gonna bust out that violin again.
I will be playing the violin. Yeah. I have a new friend in town who wants to go check out all the museums and see some shows and stuff like that. So I'm excited to do that. That is all artistic as well. And I'm curious to see what kind of poetry I write reflecting on my time in the Navy.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. My connection with God right now is, it's not as verbal as it has been in the past.
Okay.
It is felt, though. I don't have the same fire that I had when I left. Right? I'm returning with embers.
Mm-hmm.
I miss God.
Mm-hmm.
I miss God. I don't talk to him like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strange because while we were on the ship, myself, my roommate, and the Navy career counselor, we call her NC Mom, we started contemporary worship on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a huge part of the fellowship and of the ministry there. But my role wasn't as, it didn't require as intimate and personal of a connection to God as I have felt in the past. So mm-hmm. I'm able to do God's work in worship and in daily service and in Bible study. And when I left, I mean, I was a spiritual giant.
Mm-hmm.
When I left, everything was God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's reflected in the
letters. In all your letters.
All of my letters, like everything is God.
Yeah. And I think experiences in life kind of beat you down sometimes. And when we need to lean the most, it's, you know, it can not always be the first thing we're thinking. So I see your coming home as not just coming home to your home, but I think this could be a season of coming home to God,
mm-hmm.
you know, and being able to spend more time in remembering, right? You come back and you look around and you remember like how good it feels to be in your home, and you remember, yeah, how great it is to be with the people and to go the places, and you remember. And I think that this could be a season of remembering and coming home.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
I guess that leaves us with self-assessment.
Which you just did a little bit of.
Huh? Which, which I should be doing more consistently.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think at least once a week, I need to sit down and do a full inventory.
Yeah.
Of where I'm at.
Yep.
Because, I mean, it's easy when you're on deployment to just kind of put stuff on the back burner because it's not critically necessary for the right now mission.
Yeah.
So it's easy just to kind of get into a routine and kind of fly on autopilot for a second.
Yeah.
It doesn't require a lot of self-reflection.
Yep.
So that is not acceptable with what's coming next for me.
Well, and you have this great opportunity of this little season, this in-between season, this during COVID, we called it liminality, right? That is the word, but it was just was overused during that season. Like it's a season of liminality,
sure.
But you are in a season of liminality, a little in-between season right now. And so maybe coming home, maybe that's a part of coming home.
Feels good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's it feel for you having me come home?
It's amazing. I love it. And it's like you say, you're a grown up now. You're coming home, you know, I did wake you up this morning, but generally I don't have to do that anymore.
Appreciate
it's just a different kind of thing. And it's a joy and it's lovely. And I'm excited for this time. It's a true blessing.
Yeah.
Well, welcome home, Louis, Vincent Louis Panazzo II on the ship. You were Godfather.
Yeah.
But now you're just Sweet Louie. So welcome you home. And thank you for listeners for bearing with us as we geek out again and get excited. It's exciting time. It's exciting season for me and for Louie. So I am going to put you on the spot and I'm going to ask you to pray us out this morning.
I would love to.
Awesome.
Please be in an attitude of prayer. Hey God, oh, I miss you and I love you and I appreciate you and I thank you. I thank you for 6 years of protection. I thank you for roots and memories to return to. I thank you for instilling in me the importance of home, of the tribe, of the people. And I thank you for allowing me to return home with a new perspective and new intentions and priorities. Father, I pray that as I transition back into home, that you would give me gentle reminders of where you are and who you are, that you would welcome me home with open arms, and that you would help me to see you there. I love you, Lord. It feels so good being back. And it's in the name of your Son that I pray. Amen.
Amen.